What I'm going to recite is a very ancient Sanskrit verse which focuses on interfaith, interspirituality, and interreligious dialogue. Yam shaiva samupasade shivaidi brahmedi vedantino bauddha buddhaidi pramana patava kartedi nayayikaha arhan nityada jaina shasanarataha കർമ്മേതി മീമാംസകാഃ സ്വയം നോ വിദധാതു വാഞ്ചിത ഫലം ത്രൈലോക്യനാഥോ ഹരി. മേ ദ ലോർഡ് ഓഫ് ദ യൂണിവേഴ്സ്, ദ റിമൂവർ ഓഫ് ഈവിൾ, ഹൂം ദ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓഫ് ശിവ വേർഷിപ്പ് ഓഫ് ശിവ, വേദാന്തിൻസ് എസ് ബ്രഹ്മൻ, ബുദ്ധിസ്റ്റ് എസ് ബുദ്ധ, ആൻഡ് ഫോളോവേഴ്സ് ഓഫ് ഡിഫറെൻറ്റ് റിലിജ്യൻസ് ആസ് ദർ ചോസൻ ഡീറ്റി ആൻഡ് ദർ ചോസൻ സ്പിരിച്വൽ ഐഡിയൽ, ലെറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് Almighty, omnipresent, immanent spiritual reality grant us all our hearty spiritual desires and fulfillment. It's a very ancient verse that belongs to the 2nd century AD. You know what it says? In fact, this is the right beginning for any kind of interfaith dialogue. God is one. You can pray in your way. I can pray in my way. If your way of praying or approaching God is different from mine, it doesn't mean that you are wrong, that I'm right. It only means you approach God from a different perspective, from a different angle. If you are sincere and honest, you reach the same spiritual destination which I reach when I approach God with the same degree of sincere, earnest, and dedicated aspiration. That's the essence of this verse. So before going further, I shall just say a few words, then I would invite Swami Vidyamohanandaji to give his presentation. You know, whenever you talk about religion or faith systems, it's a big paradox. On the one hand, religion is supposed to be a unifying, harmonizing spiritual ideal. There are many sublime aspects about religion. It has enriched art, literature, civilizations, culture, everything. But at the same time, there are many undesirable things associated with religion. Some of the bloodiest battles and wars in the world history, are being fought for God and on behalf of religions. So it's a big paradox, conflict. So that's what we are going to discuss today. The reason why religion is often a divisive force, taking people away from each other, creating division and conflict. The reason is we focus on the non-essential, the secondary aspects of scriptures, forgetting the universal, the unifying, the harmonizing spiritual teachings. What we do, we focus on the secondary details and fight in the name of God. So we bring God to our level. If we are evil, if we are jealous, if we are prone to fighting with others, then we conceive of God as a mighty warrior who is ready to fight on our side against our enemies. So, Vedanta presents a different concept of God. Vedanta tells you that when you reach your highest spiritual evolution, you realize and you experience the presence of God in our own hearts and the presence of the same God as the omnipresent divine reality everywhere. So that makes you love your neighbor, not because you are afraid of God, but because by loving your neighbor, you are loving yourself. By hurting your neighbor or hurting another person, we are spiritually hurting ourselves. So this concept of spiritual unity and oneness of existence, looking upon the whole humanity, the whole creation as one spiritual family, is the essence of Vedantic concept of interfaith. So to begin with, I request Swami Vidyamohanandaji Maharaj to come and give his presentation. He will speak elaborately on interfaith movements, the recent trends in interfaith conversations in Europe. He has been closely associated with this sublime concept of interfaith unity all over Europe. So I request Swamiji to come and give his presentation. Thank you. Namaskar.